Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our first guest for today is Biff Ridgeway. And if that name sounds familiar, it should, because his father, Forrest, has graced these microphones in the past. They are Bike World. Bike World in Ames and in West Des Moines and in Urbandale. And we're going to be talking about the sport of bicycling and all kinds of technological advances that that sport has seen in the equipment that riders use. Biff, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, this because I get to cycle and because my bride does it.
Just a little.
A lot. You know, I've been drug into this culture. Mm-hmm. And there really is an interesting culture about bicycling.
There is. Very unique culture. We're definitely blessed in the Des Moines area. Uh-huh. We have a fantastic cycling culture. Part of it's because we have the facilities. We have facilities that you don't find anywhere. We've got over 600 miles of paved trails in the central Iowa area.
And now this kind of cycling, or cycling in general, is all being seen as a method of transportation. It's not just recreation.
Exactly. You know, you see it as a lifestyle. For some people, it is, let's get rid of the car. Let's simplify life. It saves money. It's healthy. There's a lot of benefits to it. Plus, we have the, again, the facilities to keep you safe.
Right.
And that's very important for people.
Now, Bike World, as it started, and I remember your father telling the story, you know, mm-hmm. he worked in a bike shop and then ended up owning a bike shop and then expanded a little bit. And now you folks have got, what, three locations?
We do. We've got three locations. As you said, Ames, West Des Moines, Urbandale. We do have a warehouse in town.
Right.
But
you just had your warehouse sales.
We did last month. So phenomenal sale.
Yeah. Now, with regard to the changes in climate that we're seeing right now.
It's global warming. Yeah, sounds pretty nice.
for your
for us.
Yeah. If you're a snow removal guy, this
is
not so hot.
Yeah, good deal on snow blowers right now.
Right, exactly. What has this meant to your business now that we seemingly are starting the season much earlier?
You know, it's kind of like last year. We actually had a really good start to the season, and then the weather kind of slipped and mm-hmm. went down, and we saw a nice peak, but then we had a valley afterwards. So we're hoping this year it stays warm and we can just continue on this peak and plateau out for the rest of the season.
But one of the things that, and we've had MPO in, Metropolitan Planning Organization in, and we've had Bike Iowa has graced our microphones before, and we've also a part of the Bike Expo mm-hmm. that goes on here. And while all of those things are happening and RAGBRAI is happening and all of these bicycle-centric things, for one reason or another, Iowa still ranks pretty low as a bike-friendly state.
It does. You know, a lot of the hoops you have to jump through to rank higher, a lot of times they involve the government more so than what the average person is seeing out on the bike trail for the mm-hmm. family. And so while we're doing a good job, we could certainly do a better job. And a lot of that's legislature and government.
Yeah, and making them toe the mark, so to speak, and
yes.
seeing the light.
Yeah.
There was an interesting article that we had just this week, as a matter of fact, a story between the river and Pennsylvania Avenue on Grand through the East Village. They're going to go to two lanes, one lane one way, one lane the other way, and on-street parking and a protected bike lane.
Yeah.
The first, I think, in the city.
It is, yeah. So we're seeing a lot of – downtown's going to see it first, obviously. And so we're seeing a lot of people who are working very hard to make this happen, and we're slowly reaping the benefits.
Well, I am certainly hopeful that – you know, I live in Windsor Heights and are very involved in that community, and recently they decided to do a complete streets program there. And the talk there is to also do something very similar, put on-street parking back and then on University and slow that traffic down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think the key there, we're seeing more and more people go to the bike trail because that's where they feel safe.
Right.
That's where mom, dad, kids can hop on, get from their house to the coffee shop. They can explore outside of town. But if we can bring that safety back to the streets, I think it will get more people on their bike
to
commute, to get other places and create it more of a lifestyle.
Biff Ridgeway, ladies and gentlemen, Bike World is what he calls home. Let's talk about the technology in bicycles now. Back in the day, you could buy a bicycle for $200, $300, $400 and get by. Today, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Well, you can still get those bikes for a few hundred dollars. The few hundred dollar bike is just starting to get into bike shop quality stuff.
Right.
You know, top of the line for us, road bikes are a big part of our business. And it used to be for a few thousand dollars, that was the nicest bike in the market. And that is now just starting to touch the nicer, higher end stuff. Not that that's not a nice bike, but you can certainly spend well into the $10,000, $15,000 range now.
It's amazing to many of us who have followed the sport because those prices are getting pretty astronomical.
They are, yeah. I mean, that's a car.
What makes it that expensive?
You know, a lot of it's in the technology of both the frame, the materials that they're using, the shifting components. So we now have electronic shifting, meaning it doesn't shift on its own, but you just now have a mouse click to change gears, and there's a motor in both your front and your rear derailleur. So it's just flawless, crisp shifting, and then the materials that they're using on the bikes, carbon fiber is what the majority of the higher-end bikes are made of. It's just getting lighter and lighter. It's getting stiffer and stiffer, and it just performs better.
You know, I like speed. I don't like the – my bride likes to go on the trail. She's got a trail bike as well, or off-road, whatever they call those things. And I just like to go to point A to point B quick.
It's fast. You're efficient.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, going to see nature, it's okay, but you know, I'd much rather get there. And I did notice, and this is a huge difference. I had a Trek bicycle, but it was an aluminum frame, I think, and I upgraded a couple of years ago, and I couldn't believe how much better performance that was with a higher end bicycle. It was night and day.
It is, yeah. Carbon fiber, it's a lighter weight material, so efficiency automatically goes up there. It's also a stiffer material. Now, when we say stiffer, it doesn't mean it's going to be less comfortable. It just means that it transfers power better. So that's where your efficiency is coming from as well. And then it's also what we call more compliant in our industry, which means it eats up bumps, vibrations, so it's more comfortable.
Hmm.
So it's the best of all worlds.
Yeah, and it is fast. When we talk about bicycles, not just road bikes, but off-road bicycles, you carry those as well. There's a bunch of folks on these things that are called recumbents.
Yes.
Which bothers the heck out of me because I wouldn't want to be sitting that low and on a bicycle. But it seems to be popular.
And for us, you know, traditional recumbent was where you sat down a little bit lower and it was two wheels. Now, about 10 years ago, we started carrying a company called Cat Trike, and they actually have three wheels. So there's two wheels in the front, one in the back, still sits like a recumbent. So they're lightweight, they're comfortable, they're easy to pedal. We've got folks who have balance issues or medical issues that make it so they can't ride a traditional bike, and we sell an awful lot of them. They're a great product.
And besides that, another phenomenon that's happened over the past couple of years are fat tire bikes.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Yeah. So those are the ones that you see, and you think it's a circus act out there.
Yeah.
But with the fat bikes, you know, they're originally designed for winter riding, and folks have now finally realized that it's a 12-month-a-year bicycle. It's for your off-road trails. It's for on the pavement. It's for on the snow, on the sand. And they're just a lot of fun to ride.
Well, you can certainly hear them coming at you.
Yes.
You know, if you're riding a road bike, which is smooth tires, and you're just kind of, I mean, it's so quiet. You're just going down, and then all of a sudden you hear behind you going,
like having a monster truck chasing
you. Yeah, it really is. And it's fascinating to see. Are they geared differently?
They are, yes. They're geared differently, and contrary to how they look, they pedal a lot easier than you think they
right.
would. You know, certainly not your carbon fiber road bike in terms of efficiency, but they pedal pretty easy.
Yeah. We're talking with Biff Ridgway, ladies and gentlemen. He is Bike World. Now, not only bicycles, but also stuff that goes with it.
There's stuff.
There is stuff, and there's an endless supply of stuff, from lights to backpacks to helmets to clothing to shorts. And now it's not just spandex shorts. It's like the biker shorts with the...
It's trendy, yes. It's a fashion statement now.
What is going on?
You know, there's something for everybody out there. Every time I think I've reached the end of the internet or the end of some new idea, I realize that there's always something behind that closed door. There's always something new out there.
And shoes, and you know, the list goes on and on. There was recently some legislation that, and it's still in the legislature here. They're talking about protecting bicyclists, attempting to give them a wide berth on the highway. And then there was an addition there about having a white light on the front of the bicycle, and the bike folks don't necessarily like that. Can you explain that?
Well, you know, the thing with lights is every year we know there's another person that we know that's gotten hit, injured, unfortunately, sometimes killed, and daylight safety is becoming a big deal in our industry. So we're seeing now light manufacturers where they're factoring in the daylight safety as well as the nighttime, no different than a car or a motorcycle with running lights right. all day long. So now we're starting to see folks who want to see that on bicycles as well. For your average customer who's out on the bike trail, is it necessary? I don't know that we're going to see it past for everybody, but at least people are talking about it. People want to make it safer for both cyclists as well as the motorists as well. Nobody wants to hit a bike.
Well, one of the things, and as a cyclist, I can share with you, and you know, you've also spent a lot of time on a bicycle, that sometimes, quite frankly, motorists don't see us.
Exactly. I am around bikes all day, every day, my entire life, and there's times where I don't see every single bicycle
right.
out there.
Right.
And whether it's the sun or whatever it is, we have a lot of distractions now, not to mention cell phones. You look around and I swear half the people are on their phones while they're driving.
Right.
And so the more visible we can make someone, the safer it's going to be.
So Bike World has three locations here, plus the warehouse. When will you guys be open on Sundays?
You know, that's coming up next month. So our employees are maybe not looking forward to it because their Sundays are slowly coming to an end for having them off. But our customers like it. We're already getting phone calls.
Before we let you go, one other thing I wanted to touch on is maintenance and caring for a bicycle. That's important, isn't it?
That is. You know, and it's a lot like your lawnmower, for instance, where in a perfect world, we would have gotten them all in a couple months ago. With this nice weather, we have gotten backlogged a little bit. But we definitely want to take care of your bicycle. It's a mechanical device, and so it does need, whether it's preventative maintenance or an overhaul.
Well, I think what's stunning about that, and we talked about the technology that's going into the bicycles, and there are even bicycles, ladies and gentlemen, there are now bicycles with motor assists on them, electronic motor assists, which is kind of
interesting. They're fascinating. Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
You can go uphill sitting down, mm-hmm. you know. But the point is there's a lot of technology located here, and probably it's the best idea to get things fixed.
It is,
and
yeah.
Upkeep.
Our mechanics, they're phenomenal. They have a lot. They have a wealth of knowledge.
Good stuff. Biff Ridgway, ladies and gentlemen from Bike World, thanks so much for coming in.
You bet. Thank
and
you.
And talking about what it is your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sell those bicycles, right?
Yep.
All right. Biff Ridgway, ladies and gentlemen, on the Business News Hour, just ahead of the market report. And we're going to take a side here and find out what happened today on Wall Street. And besides, you know, if you got something to do or nothing to do, go buy a bicycle. Have some fun out there, for crying out loud, and take advantage of these miles and miles of trails here in the greater Des Moines metro. Markets next on the Business News Hour.